Ty Nissen of the Carroll Tigers joining us here as we discuss his decision to head to Iowa Western Community College to continue his education, of course, and also to continue his football career. Ty, appreciate you joining us here today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. Ty, let's talk about that decision. When did the recruiting process kind of start for you on the football side of things? Was it a year ago? Was it more recent than that? And how did everything kind of play out?
Well, I would say it started after my junior year. I had a pretty good junior year punting. So I had some schools come into school and talk to me a little. So that's when it all started. But it also started after I went to a Coles kicking camp and got my name out there a little more and then got my rating and stuff. So I would say it's been like a year-long process.
Who were some of the first schools that started to express interest in contacting you out at Carroll Community Schools?
Northwest Missouri State came to school, and you and I came to school, so those were the first two schools.
Did you have much interest in those two, and how? What were those conversations with the coaching staffs like?
Yeah, I had interest in those two. Obviously, those are two very good schools, and the conversations were just like greeting and getting to know you.
Okay, so did they call you much, or did they just kind of stop at the school and kind of get things initially started?
They just stopped at the school and just got it started.
Okay. Take us through the camp you went to. When was it? Where was it? And how do you feel like that really helped you kind of build the reputation you have?
It was very tough to go to a camp because of COVID and all. So I was supposed to go to like an Iowa football camp and a Coles camp in Chicago that was like a showcase. But we went to one in Mason City, which was the only one that they had, like near Iowa. So the camp was very good. It was like a showcase, so it wasn't like training or anything. You just went there and punted 10 balls and see how you did. But yes, it was very important for me to go to that camp and get my name out there and get stars next to my name.
How many stars did they give you? And then talk about some of the coaches that started to contact you in programs after that.
I'm a four-star punter, and then after that is when I got calls or like texts from Iowa Western and Morningside through Twitter.
And those two became the way it sounds kind of the two schools that you focused the most on. Why was that?
I would say just because they were like one of the first ones to reach out to me and ask me to come on a visit and had interest in me.
Let's start with Morningside. You got a chance to visit up there. They've got a tremendous reputation, one of the elite programs in all the state. A lot of kids from this area have gone there and go there right now. So when you got a chance to visit Morningside, what was kind of going through your mind and what did you think?
I first started off visiting Iowa Western, so then I went to Morningside like a few days after. So obviously after visiting Iowa Western, I had high expectations going into Morningside because of Iowa Western's brand new facilities and stuff like that. So I liked Iowa Western, but I don't know. It just wasn't a fit for me or Morningside.
So what was it then? We were going to take a look. Let's do that now. What was it with Iowa Western that stood out to you? Was it the new facilities? That's something that a lot of the guys I've talked to in Slade and Simon Wagner were very attracted to.
Yeah, I was very impressed with their new facilities, and the coaches talked about how they wanted to be like special teams U, which means like they want to send kids to the next level, and that's really my goal going into Iowa Western, is to get to the next level.
Where would you like to end up? Is there a place that you would like to go to finish out those last two or maybe even 3 years of your college career?
I would just say D1. That's my main goal. That's always been my goal. So being the opportunity to play at a high level would be very fun for me.
What was the conversations with the coaches like when they talked to you about becoming, you know, special teams U? What did they tell you that they need to do and you need to do to be able to get it to that?
Just obviously work hard. And then they have a lot of, like, technology that they use. Like, they don't just work with the offense and defense. They put a lot of time into their special teams with, like, drone footage and watching film over your kicking. So obviously improving my technique would be probably the big thing I need to improve on, and strength as well.
Ty, a lot of people, you're a great linebacker here when you were at Carroll as well. So what got you into punting to start with, and how did you grow such a love and such a quality at being such a great punter in the first place?
I've been punting throughout my seventh grade year all the way through high school. And I don't know, it's just always been fun for me because I was good right away. And then as I got into high school, my sophomore year, I started varsity as punting, and that's when I got the idea that I could go somewhere in this because I was able to start varsity as a sophomore. But I don't know. There's something about it that I love.
You mentioned you still have to work on technique. How much has your technique grown since you started as a seventh grader, and where do you feel like you can still get better in that technique?
It's grown a lot because I did go to a Coles camp that was like technique that you worked on that. So that helped out a ton. And probably the biggest thing that I need to improve on is just punting it faster and like getting it off quicker.
How do you go about doing that? What are some of the things that you have learned over the years that you can do to quicken that up?
Just really work on your steps and stuff and just get a good rhythm down of like catching a good snap and being able to step consistently every time.
Ty, let's go back to earlier this year. I think it was the first game of the year, maybe. You had like that 70-some yard punt. Take us through that and what that one was like.
I remember it. It was a good snap, and I think we had to have been inside our own 20. And I don't know, there's just some punts that go off perfect, and that one was one of them.
Did you know right away that you had boomed it, or did it kind of take a second for it to kind of sink in how far that one went?
Oh, no, right away I knew I hit that one pretty good.
Ty, I've already talked with a couple other guys, one of them a teammate of yours in Slade Siebenaller, another guy from across town there up at Kemper and Simon Wagner that are also going to go play football at Iowa Western. You and Simon both going to be in the special teams. How many conversations have you guys had, and kind of what did you guys all talk about before determining, I don't think you probably did as a group that you were going together, but the fact that you were all going to be going there?
Well, we started talking, or Simon was at the visit that I went at, like the specialist visit, that's what they called it. So he was there when I went, and I don't know, that just helped a lot being able to talk to him and seeing what his ideas were. So yeah, it really started with Simon, and me and him were able to talk and further our football career at Iowa Western.
Are you guys are going to be rooming together with Slade, the way it understands? How did all that come together?
We just made a group chat, and we all talked about being able to room together because you can have like a four-person suite. So we got another kid that we're rooming with. So, yeah.
Let's talk about the education side of things, not just going to college to play football. You're also going there to get an education. Do you know yet what you want to study and what the major is going to be someday?
Yeah, I was thinking like business and administration. That's what I want to go into. And Iowa Western does a lot of like gen eds right away when you first go there, obviously. So I feel like going to a two-year college would help me get a better idea of what I want to do.
Do you have an idea right now with that business administration degree? What are some fields or some things that you think you could enjoy maybe doing later in life with that degree?
I'm still kind of undecided, but I feel like going to Iowa Western would help me get a better idea of what I want to do.
Ty, one last question for you here. You talked about wanting to kick at a D1 school in the future. With the kind of leg that you have, and if they can build that into, you know, special teams, you there, any thought of playing on Sundays for you someday as a punter?
Oh, yeah, that's for sure be a main goal for me, is going big.
What do you need to do, do you think, to be able to get that kind of attention?
I would say just have a good years at Iowa Western and get teams looking at me. And then obviously just keep getting stronger and keep getting my technique better.
Now, I said one question here a moment ago. This will be the last one. I asked Slade this. I got to ask you as well. You got baseball coming up. You're a special baseball player as well. Was baseball a thought for you at all? And how do you work what you need to do to get ready for football around what could be a really great baseball season this summer?
Yeah, I would just say keep going to the field and staying consistent. Like, just don't lose what I've already gotten started here with punting. So, yeah, just keep working on it. And baseball does take up a lot of your summer, but you also have a lot of time to do other things. And that other thing for me has to be punting.
Did baseball ever come into the picture as far as a college thought for you?
Yeah, a little bit, because, I don't know, I've been playing baseball for a lot of years. So it did, but not a lot of schools have reached out to me for baseball, so that's why punting has always been a necessity for me.
Well, Ty, I tell you what, congratulations on making that decision. Certainly appreciate all your time here today. Looking forward to seeing you with the baseball team this season and seeing how that great career will go with Iowa Western and then on into the future. So best of luck, and thanks for joining us here today.
All right, thanks for having me.
You bet. Ty Nissen again with the Carroll Tigers, again heading to Iowa Western Community College to play football in the future.